Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die, and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that?
Yeah, he went on to say,
we're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
The best part? The reporter was a 13-year-old kid.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before someone say that as an answer.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad.
Eric, along with Michelle Richards, Vince is back on Monday. The rest of the gang is here. You got Debbie on the roads. Adam is working in the newsroom. And Greg Pancake Hill is behind the glass, also helping us with sports today. They're thinking about a change on Water Street. When's the last time you were on Water Street, Michelle?
It's been a while.
You go there and used back in the day, were you spending a lot of time at the bars, maybe?
Well, actually, no. Well, okay, yes, back in the day. But now I'm just thinking about when I was there last, and that would have been, we went to see Beetlejuice,
right,
the
okay,
Broadway
yeah.
musical,
at
with
the
my oldest
there.
Daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so often, and a lot of people work downtown and take Water Street, so it's not just for those at night. However, there is a consideration to changing how Water Street is laid out, north to south. Right now, it's currently two lanes in one direction, then a bike lane, then the parking spot before you get to the sidewalk. And they outlined some new design developments on Thursday. And one of them would put, if you were going one direction, the far left lane would be driving, the middle lane would be bus, then you'd have parking, and then you'd have the bike lane like in the sidewalk, if you will. So that's one option, is to eliminate a lane, essentially, and just make it a bus lane. Another option would have the two bus lanes in both directions in the center, and then the median on one side, and then driving on the end. So you eliminate a lane of driving, and you have the buses just in the middle there by themselves.
Which would be confusing to me, to have the buses in the middle.
Yeah. And then there's this one where the bus lanes would actually kind of be in the sidewalk. So there'd be a bus lane, a sidewalk, then parking, then the driving lane. So it's hard to explain on the radio, but there are multiple options. So what they're going to do is they're taking suggestions. They're getting feedback. They did so on Thursday evening. Then they're going to announce a preferred design this winter. And then the hope is that they can have a final design and construction start here and then going into the final year here in the next year or so. So trying to figure out any way to slow things down on Water Street.
Okay, so safety reasons.
Yeah.
Primary driver.
It is pretty fast. We've both been through that. Like you try to cross the street there on Water Street sometimes. Mm-hmm. Holy cow, people are flying. So yep. We'll see what this does, but there are changes potentially coming to Water Street. 614. How about them Brewers? That story next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
The Brewers officially have the best catcher in baseball. More on that in a moment. It's Packers-Bears week, if you didn't already know, which means, yes, it's time to pull out all the stats that sound almost unbelievable. But when you think about it in this matchup, you go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Let's get to it. All right, first, the last time the Chicago Bears beat the Green Bay Packers, December 16th, 2018. That's 6 years ago, 71 months, 308 weeks, 2,100 days, and 10 straight losses. That, of course, means that the Matt LaFleur is 10-0 against the Chicago Bears in his coaching tenure. No Bears player on the active roster has defeated the Green Bay Packers. That means everyone on the current roster of the Chicago Bears has not beaten the Green Bay Packers. They don't know what it's like to win. George McCaskey became chairman of the team 13 seasons ago, but he's only beaten the Packers three times. Come on, George, don't make me give you the Jim Cramer treatment.
Sell, sell, sell.
Yes, Jair Alexander has his thoughts on the rivalry.
It's fun, it's exciting. I always say, you know, things could be a lot worse. I could be a Bears fan.
Zing, pow! This man has never lost to the Bears in his career as a Packer. It's Elton Jenkins.
You know they fans, you know, jibber-jabbering, doing a lot of talking. And then when the game do come down to like the third, fourth quarter where we up I like to just hear all the quietness and stuff like that and the people leaving the stadium.
I like the presumption of when we're up in the third quarter as well as the fourth quarter. I think that makes the case. Packers-Bears, noon on Sunday at Soldier Field. Speaking of boat race... All right, hold on, except maybe on the other end for the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, before we start throwing the throttle, right, we have to talk about the mindset when you're staring down the barrel of the number one team in the nation coming into your house under the lights Saturday nights. And when we're talking motivating players, let's go to who knows best, Barry Alvarez.
You know, you don't motivate somebody by saying, you're going to get beat if you do this, or you're going to get beat if you don't practice better. You don't tell them you're going to get beat. You never say you're going to get beat. It's what the things you have to do to win. And then the coaches command that during practice.
Yeah, on ESPN Madison with Jim Rutledge, it's Barry Alvarez handing down the knowledge. Listen, you can't go in with, like, you're an underdog mindset. Sometimes that just doesn't work. 6:30 kickoff Saturday night, Badgers, Oregon, under the lights at Camp Randall. And, of course, congratulations to William Contreras, named all MLB first team in the catcher position. Well-deserved, best catcher in Major League Baseball.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
How do you keep bears off your porch?
Is there a punchline here?
You draw a goal line across it.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well done.
Feel free to share yours if you'd like. 855-616-1620 on the WTMJ Talk and Text line. The best ones, please. The best Chicago jokes. It's 618. Wisconsin's Morning News. Vince is back on Monday. Eric along with Michelle Richards. Big goings on in Florida on Thursday night.
I guess if you like health and if you like people that live a long time, it's the most important position. RFK Jr. Bobby.
President-elect Donald Trump speaking at the America First Gala in Mar-a-Lago. He says RFK, Robert Kennedy Jr., will be the head of the Department of Health and Human Services.
We want you to come up with things and ideas and what you've been talking about for a long time, and I think you're going to do some unbelievable thing. Nobody's going to be able to do it like you.
Reaction to this appointment has been mixed from the medical community. This after that a nomination was official. Kennedy's beliefs could complicate some of the confirmation, potentially, ABC's Christiane Cordero.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Trump's nominee for health secretary, has no medical training, has endorsed conspiracy theories, urging people not to get the COVID-19 vaccine, and claiming no vaccine is safe and effective. Kennedy's nomination came the same day the CDC warned of a surge in measles cases. 277 reported cases in 30 states, four times the number from last year, most involving unvaccinated children.
Yeah, you do wonder about the vaccination stuff. Now, RFK has said, hey, look, you can get a vaccination if you want. His point was that he just wants to make sure people are aware of what he believes are some of the issues there. But you do wonder what this could mean for schools, if requirements in some schools to have vaccinations for measles, et cetera, are softened because of this, or if there's threats to funding. So that's something to pay attention to. Then, Michelle, there's Matt Gaetz, the now former Florida congressman nominated to be the attorney general. He resigned after he received the nomination for AG. Now, lawmakers on both sides say this guy is no good. Not everybody, but a large chunk, especially on Republican and Democratic circles, have said they've questioned his morality, his ethics, his background to be in this position. And he could end up leading the same Justice Department that once investigated him. In fact, the House Ethics Committee could vote as soon as today to release its own report about Gaetz and potential trafficking, investigating that.
We know at least four women have come and testified in front of the committee, telling them they were paid to attend parties with drugs and sex, where Rep. Gaetz was also present. And we know that one of those women has said that she had sex with Gaetz when she was just 17 years old.
Now, Gaetz has denied the allegations. That one woman who said that she was under 17 did speak before the Ethics Committee. So the issue now is, since he's no longer in Congress, do you release that information? Well, you can imagine some people want to see it.
Now that he's a former member of Congress, the custom is the House Ethics Committee drops the case. They no longer have jurisdiction over a former congressman, and that has been custom for many years. But the Senate Democrats want a copy of that report. In fact, the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee made a formal ask that they release to the Senate the findings of that investigation. Any number of other Senate Democrats have said they're calling on it or demanding it, too.
That's CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane. One can assume that even if there isn't an official vote to release the information, that you'll have some of that leak out, similar to what happened on Thursday when some of this did get sourced and leaked out, because you're gonna hear lawmakers want to bring this up during the voting process. And my expectation would be that there'll be at least one person, one nominee who doesn't go through. So who's going to be that?
This one.
Well, at least. But okay. There'll be at least one scapegoat, I think, generally, because then, okay, you're worried about this person, then fine, then we'll take this other person. You know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes that there are names that get floated, if you will, knowing that there could be some pushback, and then, okay, fine, then how about this person instead? We'll see if that's where this one goes. But I would expect, whether it's Gates or not, I would expect there'll be at least one cabinet member nominee who doesn't make the cut, if you will, just because of pushback and then the appearance of, okay, not everyone is getting a free pass, so to speak. Time now for News About Your Money. The WTMJ Annex Wealth Management market update, taking a look at the stock futures for today. Right now, I'm not seeing my numbers here. Oh, here we go. Stock futures all down at the moment. We are 2 hours before the bell. The Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all down at the moment and this last day of trading for the week. Financial planning at every level. Annex Comprehensive Wealth, Annex Private Client, Annex Ignite. Details at annexwealth.com. It's 627. Did this mom deserve to go to jail for that? That story right after the news here at the bottom. Six. So the start times change a bit. We explain at 6:45.
How old were your kids when they started to stay home by themselves, or do you trust them to kind of get out into the neighborhood?
Neighborhood on a bike, I don't know, maybe, I mean, around the block type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Friend's house, I'd say maybe 10 years old.
All right, so a mom in Georgia is out on bail and actually facing jail time because her 10-year-old son walked into town by himself. The mom says that she was annoyed that he didn't tell her where he was going, but says he wasn't ever in any danger. So Andrea Fujihi from ABC has more on this story.
Brittany Patterson said she took one of her children to the doctor. In the meantime, her son, Soren, who's since turned 11, decided to walk less than a mile into town from their home in rural Mineral Bluff, Georgia. While out, Patterson got a call from the sheriff's department, worried that Soren was walking alone.
It's just a short walk from our house. He knows how to get home. He knows how to get there.
Authorities dropped Soren off at home. Patterson was booked on suspicion of reckless conduct, a charge that could carry 1 year in jail.
So I looked up the law here. I looked up the law in Georgia, and I guess children under the age of 8 can't stay home alone, but I don't think there's clear guidance on when you can let your kid walk into town. But
10 or 11 walking into town and it's less than a mile, is that really worth taking someone into custody for?
And then they wanted her to sign a safety plan to promise to, like, put a GPS tracker on her son's phone. So he's got a phone. He could have called if he got into any trouble, right? But she didn't want to sign the plan because, like, wow, you're really controlling how I'm being a parent here.
So I didn't think of this until just now. Our 3-year-old, when she was 3 many years ago, would walk to the neighbor's house and ring the doorbell and, like, just go over there and play at their house with their toys and stuff.
Did you know she was going?
Yeah, she'd say, okay. She would say she was bored. I'm like, well, go and walk over next door and see. And she'd ring the doorbell. And then if they weren't home, she'd go one over, because there's girls that lived at both houses.
Well, when we were kids, I mean, we didn't have phones. We just ran the neighborhood and didn't come home until it was dark.
That's true. And so careful. The cops might come. 6:39. Sir, something happening tonight that could change this sport. That's next.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, there was. The slap heard round the world. That was Mike Tyson.
Ladies and gentlemen, the stage is set.
Yep. Mike Tyson slapping YouTuber Jake Paul. You know, they always have that hype moment when they go on the scales and they both stand there and show their muscles, then stand right next to each other, where Jake Paul stepped on Tyson's foot, so then Tyson swung at him. So that was yesterday. It all comes down to tonight. One of the most hyped boxing matches in recent memory is tonight on Netflix.
Mike Tyson squaring off against Jake Paul. The 58-year-old Tyson slapping the 27-year-old YouTuber turned boxer at weigh-in. Paul shaking off Tyson's slap. The showdown is the first ever live boxing match on Netflix. Tyson's first professional bout in nearly 20 years. The rules will be slightly different from a typical match, with shorter rounds and heavier boxing gloves, lowering the chances of a knockout.
All right, that's NBC's Andrew Dimbert there. So, do you need some help on who you're going to bet on tonight, Michelle?
Yes, please.
Well, they assume, at least 90% of all the bets assume that Tyson will win, even though he's 30 years older.
So experience versus age.
Right. Okay. So we'll see what happens.
And he's heavier, right? He's a little bit heavier.
Oh, wow. You were doing some research on this.
I'm doing my work here, yeah.
The most popular prop bet, Tyson winning in the first round, although I don't think that'll happen, but we'll see. It all takes place tonight on Netflix. You don't need any special subscription. You can just watch it on Netflix tonight. Here's my favorite part, though. So Tyson talking about his legacy with a reporter in a one-on-one chat.
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that?
Yeah, he went on to say,
we're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
The best part? The reporter was a 13-year-old kid.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before someone say that as an answer.
That's Jazzy, some social media phenom. She's 13. And that's what he got into with her. A little dark, but she seemed to appreciate the moment. Anyway, the fight's tonight. 6:44, we have sports coming up next.
I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Or my kids, maybe, or grandkids.
Yeah,
who the
fuck cares?
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Yeah, well, we've made it. It is Packers-Bears week, the game on the horizon this Sunday at noon. And amongst the multitude of stats that I can list that put this matchup in the favor of the Green Bay Packers, let's have a look at inside the Bears camp, shall we? Oh, yeah, that dumpster is on fire. So, as we've discussed, we've done game plan, X's and O's. The discussion for the Bears, should they bench their number one overall pick quarterback, Caleb Williams, because of how messy of a year this has been? Safe to say the honeymoon phase is very much over in Chicago. Here's ESPN's Dan Orlovsky.
Chicago thinks they're dating Caleb Williams. You're married to him, okay? You draft Caleb Williams, you decide to start Caleb Williams, and the first time that the adversity hits, it's like, well, we'll push you over here and you don't matter anymore because the other stuff is more important. You're married to him, guys. When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Yeah, those are not wedding bells that I hear. Not good. Packers Bears at noon at Soldier Field on Sunday. Hey, how about a little baseball news? The Milwaukee Brewers announced details and some tweaks to the regular season schedule.
We knew the date, March 31st. We knew the opponent, the Kansas City Royals. We now know that opening day in Milwaukee will be a 1:10 first pitch. New for 2025, all regular season weeknight games, Monday through Thursday, will start at 6:40. All Friday games will begin at 7:10. Tickets for spring training go on sale November 18th at 10 a.m. The Cactus League season begins February 22nd. Greg Matzik, WTMJ News.
Thank you, Greg. More Brewers news. Congratulations to William Contreras, who made his MLB all-first team as representing the catcher position. Congrats, Contreras. Best catcher in Major League Baseball is on your Milwaukee Brewers. And back to football real quick. We have high school playoffs on WTMJ tonight. Catholic Memorial versus Wisconsin Lutheran. The setting is Muskego High School, but if you cannot make it out, we will have that game of the WIAA high school playoffs on WTMJ starting at 6.
All right, Greg, got one here for you.
All right, hit me.
So why doesn't Springfield, Illinois have a professional football team?
Why not?
Because then the Chicago Bears would want one, too.
Oh.
All right, keep them coming. Keep texting them in, 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talk and Text. And we'll enjoy your best Bears jokes. Hey, WDTMJ's Eric Bilstead here, reminding you to subscribe to the Wisconsin's Morning News Podcast. We update it every day with every interview, every segment, every bit we do on the show.
Wait, we don't do bits on the show.
We're thrilled to have the one and only Will Pounder.
I don't know what that means.
Nerd! Labeled or known as being a big baguette.
All right, maybe we do some bits.
Be sure you subscribe to the Wisconsin's Morning News Podcast, presented by Tri-County Contracting.
Politics, work, daily stressors. Let's take a break from all that and get centered, Christ-centered. I'm Pastor Tim Butker. Join me each week for Christian Crusaders, a broadcast that highlights the gospel, the good news of Jesus, and our belief in the authoritative Word of God. Christ-centered, gospel-oriented, Bible-based, Christian Crusaders. Please join us Sundays at 6 a.m. on WTMJ. We'd love to have you worship with us.
The little one just took her first steps. Her stride? Wobbly.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, she's doing
it. Her parents? Oh boy, here we go.
Oh, watch out, watch out.
But you've got this. Just like Associated Bank's got you with free credit score for Choice and Platinum Choice checking customers. So while you're monitoring and protecting her every move, you can do the same for your credit score too. You've got this with free credit score from Associated Bank. See associatedbank.com/checking or ask a banker for details. Member FDIC.
After a serious crash with a semi-truck, everything can change instantly. Your future, your family's future, your quality of life. That's why knowledge and results matter in big truck cases. And not all law firms have the know-how or the resources to handle these complicated cases. At Grunberg Law Offices, we have the experience it takes to make sure you're protected. And there's never a fee until we win your case. Grunberg Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Hot deals on shrimp this week at Sendix. Colossal, extra jumbo, and large cooked shrimp are just $7.50 per pound, sold in 2-pound bags. Sendix, your trusted local grocer.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Hey, Debbie, did you hear this story about how they have new ways? They figured out finally how to keep the bears out of trash cans up there in some of those counties where they have bear issues.
Oh, how would they do that?
They put goal lines next to the trash cans.
Oh, wow.
Debbie's humor is sponsored by Senex Food Market.
I don't want to take credit for that one.
Your trusted local grocer since 1926.
All right. Westbound 94, starting to tighten up a little bit right through the stadium interchange. Not too bad, though. It's just basically from the stadium interchange to Mitchell Boulevard. Rest of the area is looking pretty good. I'm not really seeing any other incidents or delays, so all is well. That's your WTMJ Johnson & Sons Paving Time Saver Traffic.
Mostly cloudy for your Friday. We might see a little bit of sunshine peeking through this afternoon. A high of 53. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 41. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Some showers at night, a high of 54. Sunday, a slight chance of some showers in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, mild and breezy. High of 60. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of afternoon showers and 54. Rain likely Tuesday, breezy, a high of 59.
Right now in Milwaukee, 49 degrees. Gabe Neitzel from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee joins us in studio. Gabe, if you had to guess, how many holiday gatherings starting now until the end of the year do you think you attend?
Okay, till the end of the year. So that probably includes like New Year's parties too, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm different. My wife's parents live down in Florida. They lived in Puerto Rico before that. So we don't really spend holiday time with them.
Okay.
So I just have to worry about my own family. I would say probably 3 to 4.
Okay.
3 to 4. And that, yeah, I mean, I don't really do anything for New Year's anymore. I think I'm too old for that. I think I've aged out of that party. That party group.
Are you around that same number? What's your number, Michelle?
Probably about 3. We also don't do anything.
Interesting.
Definitely there's an age thing going on here.
That's interesting because I think I would have gone a little bit higher, though, for us. A new survey shows that the average adult will only go to 3 holiday gatherings this year, which is down from 5 holiday gatherings in 2023. So we're not alone. More and more of us are
Wow, that's
doing
because
less.
That's shocking. Because I would think that, you know, you try to, and maybe it's not always possible to try to, you know, you double dip for Thanksgiving, you double dip around Christmas, you know,
right.
That, you know, because
it would add up.
When I was a kid, like I always remember Christmas Eve was always for my, we would do a party at my grandparents' house on my mom's side. Mm-hmm. We would do something for my dad's side of the family, usually like the weekend after the actual holiday, you know.
That
so
counts.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like both of those gatherings, like I think you do that for Thanksgiving, you do that for Christmas, you're up to four right there. If you do anything with your friends, that sprinkles another one on there.
Right,
they add up quickly, and apparently people are just going, no, I don't want to spend time with people anymore.
Well, get this. This one says 1 in 5 say they would skip Christmas dinner if they could. So 1 in 5 of us has no interest in going to any Christmas dinner with any family.
Is it just too much work?
Or it could be the political aspect of it, too.
Yeah, I think that could be part of it. I mean, Christmas has never been, for me, Thanksgiving was always, especially on my dad's side. Like, Thanksgiving, I don't want to miss it, and I will not miss it again, you know, this year. That's the one time a year that my grandmother makes sure that we're all getting together.
Excellent.
You know, like, everybody's getting there. Everyone's going
to
be there.
You don't have to worry about gifts. You just gorge.
And she's, and I mean, my grandmother's about to turn 91 years old here, and she's still, the effort that she puts in,
you know,
for the turkey and for, also, the one thing about a Neitzel family gathering is we'll probably have more desserts than anything else. We're known for our sweet tooth up there. So she'll have, like, the turkey, but she'll also have, like, a pie and a cake roll and, like, probably one other thing in there that she's getting ready for Thanksgiving. That's always the big holiday for us.
All right, Gabe Neitzel's here. We got to ask you, so it's Packers-Bears week. They play on Sunday, and I do find it interesting. There is more than a handful of quote-unquote analysts who are saying, you know what, you got to take the Bears seriously. Do we really have to take the Bears seriously?
Yeah, you have to take the Bears seriously, even though they are a joke. They make it very easy to make fun of them, make the joke like you did, because they haven't scored a touchdown in 2 games. They haven't scored a touchdown in 23 offensive drives, which is offensive in and of itself. But their defense is still very good, and it's not like the Packers are playing their best football. And I think that kind of gives you hope of, okay, you want to be playing your best football the back half of the season. We see all the potential. We see all this with the Packers. But they've also had a tendency to shoot themselves in the foot. Jordan Love has 10 interceptions. That leads the league. He has to cut down on that.
Oh, yeah.
They're top 5 in penalties, in a lot of pre-snap penalties. The Packers have to cut down on that. So are the Bears somebody that you have to necessarily fear the way you have to maybe fear the Detroit Lions right now? No. But the Packers have made enough mistakes this year where their mistakes can keep the Bears around, and at the end of the day, it's still a professional football team that can take advantage of those mistakes.
Is it, though?
They have won 4 games, all right? They have won 4 games this year. And look, the one thing that they don't have going for them is that offense, as you mentioned. The one thing they don't do, though, is turn the ball over. Only 5 interceptions so far this year for Caleb Williams. He has been sacked 38 times, though. That leads the league. And the Packers' pass rush, maybe this is a good get-right game for them. The pass rush has basically been non-existent outside of the 8 sacks they had against Tennessee. So if that pass rush can start to get right against a very bad Bears offensive line, maybe that's a good sign for the final 7 games.
So this is an interesting little nugget. So Caleb Williams, before the season started, told the team, hey, can we make sure we're picking up all the trash out of the locker room? Can we not be leaving garbage anywhere? Let's move all the trash out. Well, now they can't even find the field because they can't field the team, right? They took the trash out.
Yeah, they took the trash out. Yep.
Help.
Help me. Has he been doing this all morning?
Yes.
And it will continue. Gabe Neitzel from
Poor
Jen
Michelle.
Gabe and Chewy, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. You got a show to do. Thank you, sir.
Yep, anytime.